I'm Phil Nee with sports. WIA Division II baseball yesterday. Edgewood got the win 4-3 over Kettle Moraine Lutheran, and Mosinee picked up an 8-1 victory against La Crosse Logan. And in Division I semifinals, DePere 8-1 over Westosha Central, Sun Prairie 11, and Oak Creek 4. That sets up the stage for all four division champions to be crowned today. In Division 4, getting underway at 9, Solon Springs Northwood plays Aliva Strum. In Division 3, at around noon, Kenosha St. Joseph will battle Aquinas. This afternoon at 3, Edgewood plays Mosinee. And getting underway at 6 tonight, DePere and Sun Prairie play for the Division 1 state baseball title. The season is wrapping up and postseason awards are being handed out for various sports. At Weston, team awards were handed out for the successful Weston baseball season, and they include Garrett Granger with the Wall Award, Garrett Jennings with the best batting average for the team, Isaac Jennings was the King of the Hill, Trevor Westfall was the RBI leader, Blake Bingham the most improved. And the Captain's Awards were given out to Colton Newman, Corbin Gross, and Logan Bingham. And Ithaca Weston Track Awards were handed out last night at the Commons in Ithaca. Among the special award winners, most improved athletes, Clayton Lee and Aubrey Cook. The Rookies of the Year, Sam Jones and Bailey Wanless. The Coaches Awards went to Kale Ryan and Maggie Kirshner. The MVP athletes were Clayton Lee, Kaylee Miller, and Kaylee Peterson. The Beagle Award, the Bulldogs and Eagles combined award, went to Leah Puig and Randy Picardo Flores. The Boomerang Award to Jasmine Meyer and Landon Thompson. The Golden Shoe Award is voted on by the seniors for underclassmen members of the team, Clayton Lee and Maggie Kirshner. The Region Valley Girl Runner of the Year was Kaylee Peterson as well. Congratulations to those athletes from the Ithaca Weston track team on their recent honors. Well, the state soccer tournament gets underway this week as well. WRCO's Michael Hernan has more.
The 41st Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association State Girls Soccer Tournament will take place Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through 15th at Southeast Sales Power Sports Stadium at U-Line Soccer Park in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The single elimination tournament features four teams in each of the four divisions. The matchups in the Division 1 semifinals on Friday, June 14th, Number 1 Wanakee will take on number 4 Kimberly at 4:30 p.m. and number 2 Muskego will take on number 3 Brookfield East at 7 o'clock p.m. On Saturday, June 15th, will be the Division 1 championship game at 7:05 p.m. The Division 2 semifinals on Friday, June 14th, number 1 Oregon will take on number 4 River Falls at 11 o'clock a.m. and number 2 Cedarburg will take on number 3 Whitefish Bay at 1:30 p.m. The championship game will be on Saturday, June 15th at 4:35 p.m. The Division 3 semifinals on Thursday, June 13th, number 1 Plymouth will take on number 4 Rice Lake at 4:30 p.m. and number 2 McFarland will take on number 3 Catholic Memorial at 7 o'clock p.m. Saturday, June 15th will be the championship game at 1:30 p.m. The Division 4 semifinals on Thursday, June 13th, number 1 Cedar Grove Belgium will take on number 4 Regis McDonald Catholic at 11 a.m. and number 2 Kiel will take on number 3 The Prairie School at 1:30 p.m. The championship game will be at 11 o'clock a.m. Saturday, June 15th. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Hometown and baseball games going on tonight. Dodgeville will play at Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells at Arena, Ryo at Black Earth, Argyle visits Ridgeway, and Hollandale plays at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. On the state scene, rookie starter Tobias Myers was outstanding again, pitching the Brewers to a series-clinching 5-4 victory Wednesday afternoon against the Toronto Blue Jays. Myers went six innings, allowing just one run on three hits. Milwaukee was up 5-1 when he left the game. The Blue Jays had the tying run at third base in the ninth when Vladimir Guerrero Jr. flew out to the warning track in center. That gave Trevor Miguel his 11th save. And manager Pat Murphy has been happy with the pitching for the Crew.
From where these guys were to start the season, you know what I mean, and where they were in our plans, it's like, it's amazing they're doing what they're doing. And, yeah, we gain more and more confidence in them every time out. Now, you got to give William a ton of credit because he's once again, catching night game, day game, to give Yelly the opportunity to DH. And that's pretty unselfish.
The Brewers are off today. They'll send Freddy Peralta to the mound to start the first game of a weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow night. Elsewhere on the schedule yesterday, Minnesota was a winner over Colorado 17-9, San Francisco 5-3 over Houston, San Diego 5, Oakland 4, Baltimore 4-2 over Atlanta, Washington 7, Detroit 5, the Cubs 4, Tampa Bay 3, Cincinnati 4-2 over Cleveland, Boston 8, Philadelphia 6, the Angels 8-3 over Arizona, Texas 3, and the Dodgers 2. In the National League, the Mets 10-4 over Miami, and St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 4-2. Yankees 11, Kansas City 5, Seattle 2-1 over the White Sox. The University of Wisconsin will move forward with plans for a $285 million athletic facility at Camp Randall Memorial Park, despite some vocal opposition. Some veterans groups and other officials see that land as sacred. The university says it has plans to honor veterans as a part of the project. More than 70,000 Union soldiers trained there during the Civil War, and more than 1,200 Confederate prisoners of war were held there. The location has been called the single most important Civil War historic site in the state of Wisconsin. In Packer news, Packer head coach Matt LaFleur is giving his players today off, declaring an early end to the team's mandatory minicamp. LaFleur's team is scheduled to open training camp July 22nd, an earlier starting time due to plans to open the season on Friday night in Brazil. He challenged his players to use the 5 weeks to improve themselves physically and get mentally ready for the long season. Several veterans weren't present Wednesday. Running back Josh Jacobs and defensive backs Keyshawn Nixon, Jair Alexander, and Xavier McKinney were excused after fulfilling their contractual obligations. Green Bay Packer kicker Anders Carlson hopes to follow his older brother's example by having a productive NFL career despite struggling as a rookie. The Packers selected Carlson out of Auburn in the sixth round of the 23 draft to replace Mason Crosby. Carlson responded with an inconsistent rookie season that included missing a 41-yard field goal in the fourth quarter of a playoff loss at San Francisco. He's battling to keep his job after the Packers signed former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph and Jack Podlinski. Daniel Carlson, Anders' brother, got cut his rookie season before developing into an all-pro kicker. I'm Phil Nee with sports.